Imagine now you are deep in a fox den, delicious with the musky scent of family and food, alive with a wriggling of tender bellies, teeth, claws, hot damp breath, and the play fights with which all we foxes learn survival. We tell you how we survive and thrive all over this grand old world, from tundra to desert, in deep wilderness and the heart of cities. Our dark dens rich with the same brown scent. We tell you how we cache eggs and meat deep in the earth for the hungry winter months so that we never go short of food or hope. You transform. Now you are one of us. One of seven cubs, and we all fall asleep, dreaming as one. We breathe in and out. In and out. We are warm, safe, cozy, cherished. We dream of a long ago time when a terrible pestilence passed through the land. A band of humans are traveling through these woods in late bluebell time. The spring wind smells of change. Men and women with their bare feet or on horseback. We hear with our fox cubs' antennae ears the irregular syncopation of the ragged human army's hearts beating. We hear rage, grief, joy too. Blood pumping hard in hungry veins. It sounds like revolution. We cubs snap foolishly at fragments of scorched paper floating on soft breezes from the nearby abbey, where the humans kept themselves warm beside bonfires stoked with their tax records. Here in this clearing, the revolting peasants built a fire to cook what they had plundered. They ate, laughed, sang. One of their number was Joan. She stayed awake whilst the others slept. We all flaunt the intoxicating wonder of our coppery beauty under the silver light of a full moon. What magic! We semaphored with our tails, signalling,
yes, welcome, hello.
From the embers of the fire in front of Joan's amused eyes, we snatched with our black stocking paws charred morsels of lamb. Joan was smitten. She entrusted to us the solid gold coins she had pilfered from the abbey for safekeeping, which we cached behind our eyes. From that day forward, Fox's eyes flicker with fires and gold evermore. A charming dream. Gold coins stolen from a medieval abbey, hidden behind the eyes of us wild foxes forever. Dreams, of course, are not the same as truth. But the glory of our beauty is true. The fact that humans fall for us is true.
This is a love story after all.
The dream moves forward in time to now. There we are again, bold in human suburbs, occupying the edgelands between their houses, bins and gardens. We visit a lady who feeds us sausages every night, and then we cross back home to these woods that gifts us blackberries, insects and slow birds. Our beauty is a currency, exchanged for scraps and safety. Now in the dream, we see the other animals rebel and set themselves free. We see butterflies struggle free of pins and fly away from boards.
Beasts stuffed with straw, roaring back to life.
Dogs wriggling free of collars and leads, horses dropping shoes and saddles, and fur stoles leaping from shoulders on galloping legs. Then we foxes curl up noses to tails, soft ginger Ouroboros, dreaming of the long ago days after the plague, when Joan, Abel Kerr, Wat Tyler, and the rest of the rebels set fire to an old world to begin a new one. Now it's time for you to wake up.
Wake up!
Welcome back. Now you're not dreaming in a den. but standing in a clearing on two legs, not four. You're left with this question. What new world do you dream of? Do you dare to set yourself free? You can circle back now. Move on. Greater adventures await. We'll see you in your dreams.